This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a post that wasn't meant for you. On the night of March 13th, a 23-year-old Twitch streamer named Neil Langston opened Instagram, selected close friends, that curated inner circle, the people you actually trust, and started typing. What he wrote was raw, angry, and in his mind, private. The digital equivalent of pulling someone aside at the party and venting through gritted teeth. By morning, the screenshots were everywhere. Thankfully, I'm legally fine in every way. And boy, do I got all my receipts for things. Ha, 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 ha. Sit with that for a second, that laugh. It's not the laugh of someone who's fine. That's the laugh of someone who's been sitting on something for months, who got dragged across state lines in handcuffs, who watched people he trusted turn on him, who finally decided to let a little of it out to close friends, privately. Except nothing in this case has stayed private for long. Then came the second post, darker, less laughing. Quote, I think the worst part is that I've told so many people that I trust and I thought knew me as a person, my side of things. All for that to be thrown out the effing window as soon as I get arrested and they slap that dickhead's name next to mine. He doesn't say David or D4VD. He doesn't say Celeste. He doesn't say what happened to her. He says that dickhead. He says, the thing I was arrested for, a man who claims to have all the receipts, who is there, who knows things, who, by his own account, has been wronged by all this, couldn't bring himself to name the 14-year-old girl at the center of it. We're going to come back to that. Of course, we're getting into the latest in the David case. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube and Substack. We'd love to see them. For anyone who needs the foundation here, David is the stage name of David Anthony Burke, a 20-year-old singer-songwriter who went viral a few years back with a song called Romantic Homicide and built a real career fast. Hollywood Hills, rental, world tour, label deal, and somewhere in the middle of all that, a 14-year-old girl in from Lake Elsinore named Celeste Rivas Hernandez ended up dead. On September 8th of 25, a tow yard worker in Hollywood noticed a smell coming from an impounded Tesla. When police opened the front truck, they found a black cadaver bag covered in insects. Inside, Celeste, severely decomposed, dismembered. Her head and torso in one bag, her arms and legs in another. The Tesla was registered to David Anthony Burke. D4VD, David. And it gets worse. Investigators have since indicated that the forensic examination of her remains was significantly complicated by cryopreservation, a freeze-thaw cycle. Her body had allegedly been frozen before it ended up in that car, which means the cause of death is still officially undetermined, not because nobody's trying, because whoever did this made it extraordinarily difficult to know. Prosecutors have formally named David as the target of the grand jury investigation. The case is titled The People of the State of California v. David Burke. It is allegedly the target. Or he, rather, is allegedly the target, David. And he may be involved in the death of a 14-year-old girl named Celeste Rivas Hernandez. As of right now, no charges have been filed. No arrests have been made. David is not in custody. And he's not made a single public statement. And Neil Langston was not a peripheral figure in any of this. Photos uncovered by private investigator Steve Fisher and online researchers show Langston inside David's Hollywood Hills mansion with David and with Celeste. He was in that house, according to TMZ. Law enforcement sources believe David allegedly made a late-night drive from Los Angeles to a remote area of Santa Barbara in the spring of 25, months before Celeste's body was found, and that he was accompanied by someone. The name that kept surfacing online was Neos. And in days after Celeste's remains were identified and the case exploded publicly, Neil Langston quietly went to his Instagram and deleted every photo and every reference to David he'd ever posted. Every single one. That's a person who just told his close friends he has receipts. January 22nd and 26th, Helena, Montana. Police have shown up at Neil Langston's mother's home on Knight Street with an outstanding warrant from California. He'd been subpoenaed to appear at a grand jury testimony as a witness. He hadn't appeared, so they came for him. Seven officers for a Twitch streamer. He was handcuffed on the front steps, booked at 5:56 in the evening without bond and transported to Los Angeles Metropolitan Detention Center. He bonded out at $60,000 bail. His lawyer put out a statement. Neo played no part in this crime. He's been cooperating with law enforcement. He's been wrongfully prosecuted in the court of public opinion. They painted him as a victim of online mob justice who just happened to get arrested in another state because of a California investigation into a teenager's death. And that may be so. See, kids, the company you keep is important. Because if someone in the company you keep does something horrible like this, and you happen to have been around at that point in time in their life, you might get looked at pretty closely. You might get arrested and pulled in for a deposition to testify. Doesn't mean you did anything wrong, but it matters. The folks keep around you. February 4th, Neo showed up at a Los Angeles courthouse where the grand jury has been meeting since November. Cameras catch him walking in, and he walks back out approximately 30 to 40 minutes later and says absolutely nothing to reporters. Now, here's the thing about those 40 minutes. David's manager, Robert Morngroth, the head of the touring company, reportedly testified before that same grand jury for several days. Prosecutors were described as very pushy about why he didn't call police when he found out about the body. Days. Neil Langston, someone who was photographed inside David's home with both the singer and the victim, who was allegedly on that Santa Barbara drive. That's the allegation. We cannot prove it. We do not know for sure. Whose name has been attached to the case from the beginning through many allegations, gave them 40 minutes and walked out without a word. Why? Maybe he doesn't know anything. Maybe he doesn't have anything. Maybe he was just along for the ride the same way Celeste was for a long time until that didn't work out. We don't know, and we're no way saying Neil Langston has anything to do with the death of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, but his proximity to these people in this case certainly makes him someone worth talking to, and the authorities believe so too, which is why they arrested him in Montana and hauled his ass back to California to ask a few questions. So what happened in that room? Nobody outside the grand jury knows. And that gap between what Neo reportedly knows and what Neo apparently told investigators is where a lot of this story lives. Then March 13th, the close friends post. And three people read them. None of them were impressed. The first was Jack Fox, an author and statement analysis expert who studies the language people use when they're not being entirely forthcoming. Los Angeles Magazine brought him in specifically to break down Neo's posts. His read was methodical, and it was damning. According to Fox, he noted that Neo never mentions the alleged crime, never mentions Celeste Rivas Hernandez, never mentions David by name. Instead, he refers to the thing I was arrested for. Language Fox described as reducing a serious investigation into something almost generic, deliberately vague, an attempt to minimize the gravity of what's being investigated by refusing to describe it in any specific terms. Fox's conclusion was direct in the statement, Neo's prime concern is for himself. He called the post's image management an attempt to look like a winner, and he noted what was most striking of it all. That in a post about how unfair the situation has been, in a post about being wronged and betrayed and dragged through something he claims he had nothing to do with, the name Celeste Rivas Hernandez does not appear once. The second person to respond publicly was Steve Fisher, not an academic, not a media analyst. Fisher is the private investigator hired by the owner of David's Hollywood Hills rental property. The man who walked through that house after LAPD left and found items investigators reportedly didn't collect. He's been one of the most persistent, most vocal voices demanding accountability in this case for months. And he went straight at Neo on X. If you have to tell my side of things, Fisher wrote, that means you were involved in the things. You just want everyone to believe you did less of the things. people who weren't involved don't have a my side of things. And then Fisher flagged the same absence Fox had identified. Neo's post is full of grievance, full of frustration about being betrayed, about people taking someone else's side, about his reputation being torched by association. Not once, not in any of it, does he write the name of the 14-year-old girl whose dismembered remains were found in his former best friend's car. Take a second with that. He wrote paragraphs about himself. He had nothing for her. The third read isn't from an expert, it's just math. Neo says he has receipts. Neo says he knows things. His lawyer says he's been fully cooperating. He spent 40 minutes with the grand jury, the one place where what he knows would actually matter. The one room where receipts mean something. Either he gave them everything in that room, which makes the Instagram victory lap nothing more than performance, or he didn't, which means the phrase fully cooperating is doing a lot of heavy lifting. Those two things cannot both be true at the same time, and the answer to which one is true matters enormously, not for Neo's reputation, but for what happens next in a case that has been grinding forward for 6 months while a family waits for answers about their daughter. Your reputation. The only reputation you have is that you were friends with David. You're a Twitch streamer. You play video games on camera. Your reputation. The day after the screenshots went everywhere, Neo returned to Instagram. This time publicly, he acknowledged that his silence had created a void people were rushing to fill. He said, the case isn't about him. You're right, it's not. It's about getting justice for the victim and her family. He said he finds it disrespectful to weigh in publicly while the investigation is ongoing and that he won't be doing it again. Okay, good. I'm glad you grounded yourself and realized it's not all about you, because it's not. No one's even like really pointing at you going, you did something bad. It's just like, what do you know about this shit show? Really interesting projection, though, that you seem to be acting like there might be more. That's kind of a tell. Maybe you should talk to someone before you post shit online. That can be read into psychologically. And you're saying things that you don't even realize you're saying by not saying them. He found that restraint about 24 hours after the screenshots were already everywhere. Meanwhile, the family of David, his father, Dwood, his mother, Colleen, and brother, Caleb, are still fighting in the Texas court system to avoid being compelled to testify before the Los Angeles grand jury. The lower court denied their challenge. Their attorney took it to the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. That court issued a stay. The matter is still pending. David's own family is conducting a multi-state legal battle to avoid answering questions about their son under oath. Nothing like standing up and taking responsibility, right? And Steve Fisher, who has been pushing harder and louder than almost anyone on the outside of this investigation, put it plainly. It's infuriating that we're approaching 6 months and no charges have been filed in her murder. If the evidence hasn't been secured by now, what exactly is happening? Is this a blown investigation? As of today, no charges have been filed against anyone. The case of Celeste Rivas Hernandez's death remains officially undetermined. The autopsy results are still sealed by the court. The grand jury is still meeting, and David has said nothing. Neil Langston says he has receipts. A deception expert says his posts are image management. Aren't every post anyone makes image management? A PI who's been inside that house says if you have a side to the story, you're part of that story. And a 14-year-old girl that the one whose name Neo couldn't bring himself to write in a post about how unfair all this has been to him still doesn't have justice. His receipts exist somewhere, supposedly. The grand jury exists somewhere. The question nobody can answer yet is whether those two things are ever fully in the same room at the same time. And for the family of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, every unanswered question is another day without her. Neo's been charged with nothing. We are in no way saying he's guilty of anything whatsoever. But what do you know? Let's hear it. Let's hear the receipts. Let's hear the receipts. Hopefully, You're giving the investigators what they need to know, and you don't dig your hole any deeper than it already is. Do the right thing with whatever you have, whatever you know, and bring justice to Celeste Rivas Hernandez. This could be your shining moment, Neo. Make a count. Don't make this about you, because it ain't about you. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, whether it be Spotify, whatever it is. Press subscribe. We would love for you to not miss any of our reporting. And I'd love for you to participate in the comments so we can continue the conversation there. Until next time, until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.